Howdy and welcome to today's performance of The Vault of Silliness, starring Norm Nathan. Episode 143 presents a dumb birthday game from June 29th, 1995. The broadcast sounds like it was recorded yesterday by an old tape machine placed up against a transistor radio speaker. A classic sound if there ever was one. Hence my title, The Tinny Transistor. Players include Michelle, Ken from Pennsylvania, Jackie in Weymouth, Mike Epstein producing and playing in studio, Ed Mullum, left over from the swell music quiz, and Jack Hart in traffic. The birthdays, Ruth Warwick, Gary Busey, Fred Grandy, Little Eva, Kara Williams, Richard Lewis, and Dan Dierdorf. We get a date in history as well. In what year did Marilyn Monroe marry Arthur Miller? Other sounds. Talking to oneself. The handsy, semi-nude Phoebe Tyler Wallingford. All My Children. Goose Creek, Texas. The Love Boat. Jazz Up the Mississippi. Norm's incredibly authentic impressions while wearing his skivvies. Mason Adams. The Westinghouse Psychiatric Team. And Standing Over a Subway Grate. Episode 143. The Tinny Transistor. Tunes its way to your ears. In 3, 2, and 1.
Good morning.
What a nice thing to say. Good morning. Good morning to you, Michelle. You've never played the game with us before, have you, or have you?
No, I have not.
So you must be excited. The adrenaline must really be flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're also playing with Ken, who's in Pennsylvania. Hi, Ken.
Good evening, Norm. Morning, whatever.
Whatever it is.
I'm a security guard. I lost track a long time ago.
Okay, I think Michelle is a security. You're a security guard, too, aren't you, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you guys get married? You'll have a lot in common.
What the heck would I want to do that for?
Hey. I think I'm a heck of a nice guy.
Okay, that's good.
What the heck would I want to do that for?
You like that, huh?
Is that laughable? That laughable? You're not married, I assume.
No. No way.
Never been married?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's why you say no way. It was an unhappy marriage. Your husband beat up on you and everything, I bet you.
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to make a joke. That's not funny.
Okay.
Did you shoot him?
Huh?
Did you shoot him?
Three times.
Hold on. We're getting too deep into all kinds of weird stuff. We have with us also Jackie, who is in Weymouth. Hi, Jackie.
I know.
Well, listen to that voice. Say that again.
I know.
That's really cute. You sound like you're about 8 years old, but you must be a little older than that, are you? Oh, 18, you are a young person.
Yeah.
Are you talking softly, because otherwise your folks will get angry at you because you're up at this time of the day on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't want to wake everybody up.
Okay. Now, are you going to college?
Yes, I'm going to get you nothing in college in Quincy in the fall.
Okay, so this will be a first year. I'll talk softly, too, because we wouldn't want to wake them. But this will be your first year there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck, and we're glad that you'll be playing the game with us. Also, John, you're talking too loud. You'll wake your folks. Okay, we have Mike Epstein, who's, of course, with us. Our producer will be playing the game with us.
Yet another action-packed birthday game.
Well, you ought to know, because you line up the panel and everything.
Yay, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Yay, Mike. Okay, we have Ed Mullen, who's left over from the Swell Music Quiz.
I'm the leftover. How about that?
Yay, Ed.
Leftovers are good. Sometimes they sound better the second day than the first day, like day-old spaghetti.
Fresh out the fridge and pop out the microwave.
That's the idea. Okay, we also have, of course, with us, we have Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network reporter, who's back with us again. I don't know whether 3 hours of you is a little much, Jack. You think so, huh? Well, I don't know. We'll find out if you really get overbearing and really awful. We'll just I can hit the button there and you're gone,
and
fella.
I'll just sit here and talk to myself.
Okay, that'd be good. I do that. Do you ever talk to yourself really, like in the car or at home?
Oh, sure. All the time. I mean, I spent, you know, I've spent a good portion of the last several years up here alone, you know, with the exception of the few minutes that I get to talk to you on the air and a little bit of time I do my traffic reports and you know, of course, the people that I call at random in the middle of the night to see if I can find somebody to speak with.
That's right. For people who are wondering what up here means, it's... Jack is in the Prudential Center, up on, what, the 50 or 52nd floor?
50th floor, high enough tower.
Howie topped the tower, and that's where this traffic reports, because you sound so clear, people think that you're here in the studio with us.
No, I just have a loud voice.
No, because it's, you know, it's just a WBZ spares no expenses when we're talking in terms of traffic reports.
They built this whole building just so I could sit here.
That's right. The Prudential building was built for traffic. And as a matter of fact, they tested it. They tested every now and then. They sent a big trailer truck, loaded with explosives to crash into the Prud just to make sure it's still ship shape.
You betcha.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy, we hold on those days.
Okay, here's what we do. Now, I tell you who's born on this day. And then you tell us how old they are. And whoever gets the closest to the most number of these people will win a number of worthless prizes. And also, I think we'll give away some more to the winner. Anyway, we'll give away a Spring Peepers ring. Not a ring, you know, a keychain. It's a key ring. That's what it
they
is.
They kind of need it if they made them into a ring, though.
Yeah, we could have them in a ring, too. You could put them on your finger and then just press the little... peeper and it makes noises.
Or would be an awfully big ring, though.
What's that, please?
Wouldn't that be an awfully big ring?
No, it's a little. Well, no, you don't. No, because even the keychain ring is quite small.
Well, what you could do is have the control switch on the inside of the hand, so that every time someone shakes your hand, they think they're getting attacked by peepers, as opposed to like the buzzer thing.
You know, that's a swell idea.
No.
Yes.
It's a thing that makes noises. I thought it was a set of binoculars and a map to Pamela Anderson's house.
You've been saving that all week, haven't you?
Yes, I
and
have.
And in fact, you probably haven't even been saving, and I bet you've used it on thousands of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, the bruises just don't go away.
Okay. Now, here, we're ready to play the game, said he, brushing aside Ken's comments. Okay, Ruth Warwick. We here in New England, we call Warwick, actually. It's Warwick, not Warwick. Okay, now you're saying, boy, that name sounds familiar. Who the heck is she?
Oh, I know who she is.
Who is she?
She plays on All My Children.
That's right. She is Phoebe Tyler Wallingford.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a big name?
It is.
For an old lady. Phoebe
Tyler. She looks fabulous.
She does look fabulous. She does look fabulous. And on a date, this woman will try anything. I'm telling you, and she is on the daytime soap opera All My Children. She's been on that the show for quite some time, has she not?
Mm-hmm. She sure has.
Yeah, how long would you say? Because that show's been on forever, it seems.
Oh boy, I'd say at least 30 years.
Yeah, probably. Maybe longer. Maybe even longer than that. Okay, so what do you think, Michelle? How old do you think Ruth Warwick is on this very day?
I would say 64.
64. Okay. What do you think, Ken?
62.
Okay. And Jackie?
I'm gonna
say 52. How much?
52.
52?
Yeah.
You have such an adorable little voice. I want to bring out some milk and cookies for you. With like chocolate milk and maybe raspberry flavored little cookies with little dips in the middle. Oh, that's something. Do you watch soap operas at all, Jackie?
Yes, I watch Days of My Life.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Okay. And did I just say she was on that? No, she's on All My Children. Okay, because a lot of young people watch. I know college kids are big buffs of it.
I have some friends who work.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
I'm just wondering what part this woman plays on All My Children.
She plays an older woman.
I'm guessing that, yeah. I mean, like, is she married to that guy, whatever his name is?
Well, she plays the woman that has affairs with all the elderly gentlemen.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a sizzler of a soap.
Oh...
Mike is always sounds like he's in pain when he's guessing the ages of things.
Well, I usually am when I've got it on the tip of my tongue and I just won't spit out. And
don't say spit out. Somebody may be lying in bed not feeling well. Not a good image. Say vomit it out. It's okay. That's okay.
I'm going to go with 63.
63. Okay, Ed, what do you think? Have you ever seen Ruth Warwick?
I have no idea. I have no idea who she is. But I'll go with 65.
65. Okay, and Jack.
I understand that one of her most famous lines was, I used to be easy when I was young, and I'm not too difficult now.
matter of fact, that was one of a line very close to that did come up on the soap opera. Somebody said, excuse me, Phoebe, are you free tonight? And she said, no, but I'm quite inexpensive. sort of a sidebar to that, as I recall.
I'll say she's 68.
68. You're all very flattering, because actually Ruth Warwick on this very day is
97.
She's no, but you're not that far off. She's 80.
Wow.
She's 80.
No way.
No, that's what it says. Now, no woman, and certainly no actor or actress, I don't want to make this a sexist thing, but none of them have ever given phony ages that are above what they are. So she says she's 80, she's 80.
She's 90.
Yeah, you're not going to argue with her and say, no, you're really not, you're only 65, stop that. No, she's 80 years old.
Look like you're 80.
Well, you're the closest, actually, Jack. You said 68, and you're 12 years off.
She doesn't look a day over 90.
that'd
be nice.
Let me put that. She doesn't look a day over 90.
No.
That's a hilarious remark you had from somebody who didn't know her and said she's 65. Yes, Michelle, would you go ahead, please? You're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to say, did you see her last summer on the show in a bathing suit?
I did not, no. However, I have several pictures of her semi-nude at home.
There were a number of calls to the station. Hey, there's something wrong with my set.
No, but she looked wonderful. I couldn't believe it.
No, that's really nice.
In her dress today.
No, listen, will you stop, sir? Just stop that.
That'd be nice.
You punk kids, you always do that. I suppose the next line you'll be saying is, no, but we adjusted the alignment of our television set by her varicose veins. You're going to say that. Now, don't do that. Just don't do it.
I think I'm going to have to get up early tomorrow to watch this show.
Okay, it's called All My Children, and in Pennsylvania it's on a week ago last Friday, Pacific time.
All righty, then. I'll make a note of it.
Okay, Gary Busey. That's his birthday today also. You know, he's from Goose Creek, Texas. Goose Creek, Texas.
Huh.
He's the star of course, he was in Buddy Holly, the Buddy Holly story.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a great job in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see the movie. So that he must have really been special. But I saw he was a guest on a million shows. They showed clips. So many clips, I feel like, if I put together the clips, it was kind of like watching the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
He also did the singing. Films include The Firm. Oh, he was great in that. Remember The Firm? That was, who was the woman actress? The woman, she was a lawyer in that. Anyway, he was killed.
Holly Hunt?
Holly Hunt was in there, was she?
Yeah.
Anyways, he was in Surviving the Game, Rookie of the Year, and Predator. And, of course, he had a near-fatal motorcycle accident. And he also ran into some problems. Didn't he, a little while ago?
He was recently picked up on some kind of a drug charge, was he?
Yeah, I believe that was a
charge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my kind of guy. Gets into trouble, smashes up in motorcycles, an all-around kind of...
And lives to tell about it.
Yeah, foolish. He's
an American success story.
Yeah, he's married, I guess. His wife, well, never mind. I don't know what his wife said.
She said, they didn't come down to breakfast.
I think that's a direct quote. Yeah, she said that. She said, okay, how old is Gary Busey today, Jack Hart?
He's 51.
He's 51. Okay. Ed Mullen?
41.
41. And Mike?
He is 49.
49. Jackie, what do you think?
40.
40. Okay. Can you teach me how to talk like you talk? It'll be okay. No, I don't mean to make fun, because you sound adorable. Are you an adorable looking person, too?
I'm average.
That's adorable.
Yeah, because I would think there are probably some young guys listening, who are probably around 19, 20, are listening to you, probably falling desperately in love with you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Why not? This guy's 34 and 35 sitting right here.
Yeah, that's right.
25 right here.
Yeah, that's right. We get guys all... Okay, Ken, what do you think? I don't mean of Gary Busey's age. I mean, what do you think of Jackie?
Oh, she sounds like a real sweetheart.
Yeah, she does sound like a real sweetheart. Well, what do you think of Gary Busey? How old do you say he is?
He's about 54.
54. Okay, and Michelle?
52.
52. Okay, 52 is very close. Closer yet is 51, and that's what Jack Hyde said. He's 51 years older than he is. Yes, a lot of you were very, very close. Very close. You know what I'm saying?
I want a keychain.
If I was any closer, I'd be behind you.
But seriously, folks. Okay, Fred Grandy.
Gopher.
Yes, he was Gopher on Love Boat. He's now a congressman from Iowa. And he was born in Sioux City, Iowa. And he's extremely conservative also.
Yes, he is.
I don't know. When I saw him on Love Boat, I thought, got to be a little liberal. Actors used to be liberal, but they're not anymore. Nobody is. Except the three of us. And we don't know about the panel members. I don't even know about Jack. I still don't know about Jack. He's obviously keeping it quiet. But you know, Fred Grandy, anyway, his birthday is today. He was born June 29th.
Have you ever seen him on the floor of the Congress during a debate? Making a point?
I think so, yes, I think so.
I saw him on, it was either C-SPAN or CNN or something. He's making a point and he's getting all verbose and he's, you know, waving his arms everywhere. And I'm thinking, this is Gopher. Gopher on the floor of the Congress here.
And he's doing all this while he's on the floor?
You know what's also funny? When you see somebody out of context with what you're used to seeing them. You're not used to seeing him as a congressman, although he's been a congressman for some time.
For a while now, yeah.
There's a guy named Frank Nelson who's on the Jack Benny radio show. On the TV show later on, too. He was always the floor walker who said, yeah. See that one, Frank Nelson? I was a national board member in AFTRA, American Federation of Television and Radio Arts. We have these conventions. And he was the leader for the California delegation. And you'll kind of expect he's going to act the same way out there as he did on the Jack Benny show. And he was very conservative also, which I'm not. And so I kind of resented him, and I thought, it's like finding out that Jack Benny is really a spendthrift or something. It's like your illusion's totally shattered. But he's out there in that same, yes, voice, but he's saying all these awful conservative things. And so I thought I'd just tell you that because I thought it'd make an interesting story.
And it did.
And it did. I thought that one. But
I was riveted.
People, I was riveted.
So like if somebody was asking him at a press conference, you think we should lower taxes for the rich? He'd say, yes.
Yeah, that's what you're right. Here's the bill we're voting on today. Should I gift wrap it, or would you like to tear it in half? And I'll show everybody how strong you are. Okay, we'll start with you, Mike. How old do you think Fred Grandy is?
45.
Okay. And Ken?
I'd say it's about 50.
50. And Ed?
I don't know, but I want to take a shot on Frank Nelson. I'd say Gopher's probably, 46.
46. Jackie?
55,
okay. Michelle?
43,
and what do you think, Jack?
49.
49.
I don't want to wake up her family.
That's right. We should all be quiet. As a matter of fact, we have to talk quietly in the WBC studios anyway. There's a lot of sick people around here. Excuse me. I'm going to cough. Oh. I must be one of the sick people. I hadn't thought of that. Fred Grandy today, June 29th, is 47.
Wow.
Ed Mullen said 46. And nobody said 48, so Ed won that round.
All right, Ed.
Oh, yeah. Hey. So yeah. Jack has now two correct answers, and Ed has one.
Love boat.
Michelle has none.
Michelle, Ken, and Jackie have none, and neither does Mike.
I don't have anything either.
Looks like Ken's going to go 0 for 3 on his dumb birthday.
Well, we don't know. We don't know because there's still many more to go, like Little Eva. You know that name? You know Little Eva? Anybody know
the locomotion? Yeah.
Oh,
the locomotion.
Yes. She was, that's right, she was a babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and they wrote her biggest hit, The Locomotion, and here's the clue now, in 1962 is when they wrote that, 1962. So somehow, if you could figure that as a kind of a basis for guessing how old little Eva is, born Eva Narcissus Boyd in Belhaven, North Carolina. Mm. And she was just so cute. Yeah. Little Eva. Okay, we'll start with, let's see, why don't we start with you, Ed? What do you think?
I'd say now she's 45.
45. Okay. And Ken?
I'm going to say 48.
What do you say, Jack? Let me think.
That soup must be awfully good.
Great.
Good way to avoid the copyright laws there.
Plain old 50. Plain old 50. Okay, and Michelle?
Let's see. 55.
Okay, Jackie?
54.
54, okay. Do you know Little Eva? Did you know that name?
I didn't know that she was that she sang the Locomotion, but after I heard that, I know she was, yeah.
Okay. And Mike, what do you think?
Well, I never heard of her.
Is that right?
That's absolutely right. But I'll say 49.
49. You're very close for somebody who doesn't know her. But Jack was right on the button. 50. She is 50. You're walking away with this thing, Jack.
Check up his sleeve.
Yeah, Jack is okay.
Yeah,
He's, of course, you're probably a professional. I don't know whether you ought to be in and out of this game or not.
Well, I suppose you're, but I don't get paid extra for it.
So, you see, that still keeps me my amateur standing.
You still go to the dumb birthday game Olympics.
But I do occasionally endorse products.
I see. Okay. Today's the birthday also of Kara Williams. Kara Williams appeared in The Defiant Ones and The Girl Next Door, had her own TV show on TV in 1964. And, of course, she was in Pete and Gladys, the TV series, Kara Williams.
And that was with the guy who played Colonel Potter?
I believe so. That's Smith. No.
Harry Morgan,
that's right. Whose real name is Henry Morgan. Hmm. But there was a Henry Morgan. So he changed it to Harry Morgan. Did you know that?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Yes. Yeah. Kara Williams' real name was Norm Nathan. She had to change that, too, for the same reason. We're both members of laughter and stuff. Anyway, but that's Kara Williams. You remember her on that show. And today is her birthday.
Well, the show was kind of forgettable, wasn't it?
Pete and Gladys.
I guess extremely.
Yeah.
I forgot it already.
It didn't run too long. But the year, again, the year that you can figure on is 1964. That was what it ran. Gee, that's 30 years ago. I didn't realize that far back. Okay, let's start with you, Michelle. How old is Kara Williams? 'Roses all envy the
I have no idea.
Well, I'm just figuring, what TV series she had over 30 years ago. And sort of take it from there, how old you think she might have been then, how old she might be today, and...
All right, I'll say 60.
And you'll say 60, and that's how jazz came out from Mississippi to Chicago. What do you think, Ken?
58.
Okay, Jackie?
I never heard of her, but I'll say 75.
75. What did you say before 75? You
I've never heard of her.
Oh, I see. You never heard of her, but you'll say 75. Okay. Mike?
I've never heard of her either, but I'll say she's 58.
58. Okay. And Ed?
76.
That's the spirit. Okay. Jack, what do you say?
68.
68. Okay. Now, Kara Williams. and I just checked with the city clerk where she was born, and I forget that. This is funny. This is one of the few little sketches here. It doesn't indicate where she was born. So, anyway, she's 70 years old today, and I believe Jack Hart, who said 68, has won that one again too. 68. Yeah.
Jack, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Just sitting back, having a cigarette, you know.
Jackie was the second closest. She said 75. And that was pretty good, Jackie, for somebody who'd never heard of her. Richard Lewis, you know the comedian Richard Lewis, the nervous guy, who talks with his hands, co-starred with Jamie Lee Curtis. Anything But Love, that's right. And Daddy Dearest, was that a TV series?
Yep.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Don Rickles.
Yeah, good luck,
Grandma. Oh, okay.
He played the nervous type, he played the insulting type.
Oh, did he do those commercials? Yeah, for those drinks. Yeah,
so cool. He was also in the Mel Brooks movie Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Wagons East. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like the kind of movie he would be in. When Wagons East, he looks like if you took him out of the city like Woody Allen, they would both shrivel up and die.
Yeah, isn't that
Richard Lewis. Okay, we'll start. Why don't we start with you, Jackie, now that you've actually heard of this guy.
Yep.
And you know him very well.
Yeah.
How old would you say he is?
How old do you know him?
I'd say about 37.
Okay. And Ed Mullen, what do you think?
33.
Okay. And Jack? 47. Okay. Mike?
45.
What do you think, Ken?
52.
And Michelle?
39.
You mean that, or you're just teasing? You know?
I mean it. He's young.
30,
young and handsome.
30, yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, he's actually 48.
Oh, wow. Really?
And I think Jack won that one. He said 47. This is crazy. Yeah, he's 40, and I wouldn't have believed he was that old either. Right?
Well, a number of times he's been on the Letterman show, and they've discussed that they were of similar age.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now Letterman is up around that same age, obviously.
Yeah, 48, 49, yeah. Yeah.
I knew he was kind of older than what he looked, but I guess I went just a wee bit too far.
Yeah, hey, listen, we're going to take a break for some commercial stuff. And we'll be back probably the day after next week. So hang in there, everybody.
Magazine, sure. Hey, a quick question about that, about the Ovaltine stuff.
Yes.
You know, he says contains no caffeine, no something else, no cholesterol. First question is, why bother? The second question, you know, well, what happens after you pour on of 8 ounces of cold animal fat? When you pour the milk in, doesn't that fill it up with cholesterol? So
well,
cholesterol.
I suppose
the sales department loves this guy.
Yeah, well, they can use skim milk, can I not? And that would keep it down.
I suppose.
I mean, if you're gonna go through all that, and
but
you
no
really...
caffeine, no cholesterol, no whatever the other thing was, and then skim milk on top of it all.
Well, I haven't tried it.
Actually, a lot of people use milk or cream and some kind of fruit, and it is the breakfast of champions, no matter what you say. I didn't get to have this great physique, you know, because I shied away from cholesterol stuff. There's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to discuss that on my own program later on. Okay, you all ready to continue the game, or do we want to hear Jack babble? I have a couple left here. One is somebody's age, and the other is an event. You're really excited by that, aren't you, Jack? Okay. Dan Dierdorf. He does Monday Night Football on the networks, Dan Dierdorf.
And also diet commercials, too.
Dan Dierdorf does diet ads.
Well, everybody does diet commercials, don't they? That's all you see. Diet commercials and psychics all through the night on television.
I'm working on my own diet psychic.
Could you come a little closer, Ken? Did you just leave for a nearby town in Pennsylvania?
Sorry.
You're kind of drifting off on us.
I'm working on my own Diet Psychic commercial.
Yes, I am.
We tell you how much you're going to weigh in a few years.
That's very good. Are you doing stand-up kind of stuff? Are you kind of in training? You just took the security job just to, in order to give you more time to write material?
Truthfully, I'm doing this on the side while trying to get hired at a radio station.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Any specific radio station?
There's a local station around here that 5,000-watt little thing that runs on two hamsters and a wheel.
Keep going there, man, and you blow your chances at every place. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you won't.
No, they're having hard times finding people to work there because their checks are like basketballs.
They keep bouncing, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can definitely get a job, then.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it for the money. I'm going to do it for the experience.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the glory.
Oh, that, too. Plus, that's a good pickup line when you hit the bars.
Yeah, because I've always made out very well for the past 51 years with the women, because I'm in broadcasting, and I wish you the same.
Oh, thank you, Norman.
I started out with women about the age of Jackie, and I've worked my way up to women the age of Ruth Warwick. But what the heck, you know, you just pick them out as you go along.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have to go back down to the women the age of Jackie. Then work your way back up again.
Why is that, Ken? Yeah, it doesn't have a funny line for that.
It comes around. Okay.
Because pretty soon you'll be like George Burns.
Oh, man.
You'll be just like George Burns.
It's okay to bail out now and then, Ken.
Excuse me?
It's okay to bail now and then.
Okay.
Listen, speaking of being like George Burns, oh, Jackie.
Yeah.
Tell me, Jackie, how's your mother? And tell me about your brother. I think this kid is right. I can feel his metamorphosis setting in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're talking about Dan Dierdorf. Although why, I don't know. Anyway, Monday Night Football. Let's start with you, Michelle. How old do you think Dan Dierdorf is? Started out with, I never heard of him, and then take a guess.
I never heard of him.
See?
Here we go again. Oh, let's see. I'd say 61.
You say 61. Okay. Ken, what do you think?
Mr. Dan Dierdorf, who hasn't said a nice thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers in the past three seasons, is 49.
49. Okay, and Jackie?
I have to say 55.
Okay, and Mike?
I'll say he's 51.
Hey, what do you think, Ed?
45.
Ed, by the way, is a disc jockey who has tons of equipment he can bring to whatever function you're having. And if you'd like to get in touch with him, well, just go right ahead. You can send a note to me and I'll pass it along. Jack, what do you... And he'll get the same kind of humor as you get with him on this program and on the Eastern Music Quiz.
Well, this is going through the roof now.
Isn't that a threat idea? Jack, what do you say?
Oh,
Dan Dierdorf. Oh, Dan Dierdorf, open your golden gate. You let no stranger wait outside your door.
Well, let's see. Well, he hasn't said anything nice about people, and I understand that kind of an attitude can age you. So, let's see. I'll say 52.
52. Okay. That's an interesting way to guess somebody's age, isn't it? Dan Dierdorf is actually 46.
Oh, he hate me.
You said 61. That's right. Ed Mullen said 45. And so Ed Mullen is the winner of that round.
Yes.
Ed now is second only to Jack High. Jack has 5. Ed has 2. And nobody else has anything. What a pitiful bunch of wrecks you guys are on.
Norm?
Yes?
This is the third time I've played the game, and this is the third time I've lost.
Oh, there's still time.
And the other times, did you at least get one correct somewhere along the line? I bet you did. Did
the
you?
The last time, I think I got 2 correct, because I followed along. Whatever Tony said, I said after the game was almost over.
Okay, but this time you're not following along after Jack. I guess he hasn't been going ahead of people so much tonight. I don't understand why not. I guess it's because that's the way I lined it up. Okay, here's an event now that happened. It happened on June 29th, and now we're looking for the year that this happened.
Make this an extra point, someone will zoom into the lead if they get this correct.
Yeah, we ought to award like 10 points.
This
would
be a 10-pointer.
Well,
okay.
Like we could do it like football, you know. So like if somebody has the answer, we can run and tackle them and drag them to the ground before they say it. And that way they don't get the point.
No.
What was that?
Take two.
I don't quite understand that. But anyway, today was the day.
We like giving them multiples of points, you know, like in, you know, some of the sports that give multiples of points, you see.
Yeah.
But you could sort of stop them in different ways. And in football, you do that by leaping on them and dragging them to the ground before they could let the answer get any further.
Seasons are changing there, Jack.
Yes. This is yours weird. Again, I was thinking, see, you're weird. I was watching the Lou Grant show. You remember said I left to imitate Mason Adams. I wanted him on the show. The guy who you would know maybe more for with a name like Smuckers, it's gotta be good. So anyway, he's on Lou Grant. They're redoing reruns on one of the cable channels.
A&E.
Is it A&E? Yeah, Arts and Entertainment. And I'm watching that thing, and I'm sitting there at the edge of the bed because I sleep a lot during the daytime. And I'm talking back at the set while he's on. I'm trying to get his voice, and I'm saying things like, "I don't think we ought to cover that, Lou. let me talk with Mrs. Pinchot. We'll see how we can arrange that." And I'm sitting there at the edge of the bed. I'm talking like this. There's nobody around. And I actually, when I'm at the edge of the bed talking to the television set, I do it much better. It was really coming out so authentic. I kept looking around to see if he was in the room because I was only in my skivvies, and I would have been embarrassed. And he suddenly popped out from behind the bureau. But I had it down pretty well. I don't know whether we ought to send somebody out on that kind of Lou. Look, Lou, will you come into my office?
You mean if Mason Adams popped out from behind your bureau while you're standing there in your underwear, you'd only be embarrassed?
No, I'd probably begin to talk like him, so that he would get confused. He would think he was me. Yeah. Hi, no, I'm the real Mason. We're the real Mason Adams. Please stand up, Lou. Okay. Anyway, did I ever get to the question here? This last one, the date.
I don't think so.
No, I didn't. Okay, this was it happened on June 29th. What year did Marilyn Monroe is getting married, Lou? I don't think it's a front page story. It's more like on a social page, don't you think, Lou? Yeah, I think rip out the thing about that Hugh Grant thing, and we'll put in Marilyn Monroe getting married. Okay, Lou? That's what Mrs. Pinchot wants. Okay, anyway.
Jeez, this is awful.
I can just see the entire Westinghouse psychiatric team coming in here and lifting us off and tearing us away. Marilyn Monroe, anyway, married playwright Arthur Miller at the home of Miller's literary agent in Catonic, Kentucky. And the literary agent was... I was the literary agent, Lou. I was there. I was... before I began working for this Los Angeles newspaper, Lou. Anyway, what year was that? That Marilyn Monroe... married... whoever...
Arthur Miller,
yeah. And but it was on June 29th. This would be their anniversary. What year was that? And we'll start with you, Jack. What do you think?
Oh.
Well, you talk a little louder. We can't hear you back here with the kids.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Oh. Sorry, Lou. You realize next week you'll be getting back to normal again. Won't that be something really interesting?
Just be sitting here bored and just tapping the foot. And, let me think.
You'll just be doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Just gathering news and information.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that kind of stuff.
Mundane stuff.
The year that Marilyn Monroe married... Arthur Miller.
The year that she married
him. Married she Arthur Miller.
Okay, we know it was in the literary agent's house.
No, did you say that she married me. No, 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 it was Arthur Miller, not Arthur Godfrey. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no, no. I would have married her, but she's too fat for me. Oh, she's too fat. Oh, too fat for me. Oh, 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 too fat for me. Oh, yes, yes. Besides, I think I was dead there. I'm not sure.
WBZ cranking out 50,000 watts of imitations and really good humor. Yes.
The imitations keep on coming. Okay, what year? Who cares? Nobody even cares anymore. The year Marilyn Monroe married Arthur Miller. What year was that, anyway?
1954.
Another imitation. You're doing imitation of Hope Shower, aren't you? Okay. 1954. Ed Mullen, what do you say? Probably nothing much after that. What can you say?
I quit.
I wondered how come I came here in the first place. Who's going to hire a disc jockey who sits around with those goofballs?
And I sleep in.
I say 1957.
1957. Okay, and Mike Epstein, ladies and gentlemen. Here I just walked into the tea canteen and is ready to tell us.
1958.
Okay, Jackie, what do you think?
1952.
And that's
Marilyn.
That's Marilyn. Yeah, 1952.
Would you stand over a subway grate?
Yeah, we want to check you out. Holy God, I've got a daughter. My youngest daughter's 10 years older than Jackie, and I'm talking that way. So what's wrong with that, baby? Anyway, Ken, if you want to do a few one-liners, we do have time for that while you talk about...
Oh,
maybe we don't. I don't think we do.
No, I'm pretty much going to bail out on the one-liners now because I love Marilyn Monroe totally, and I could never dishonor that way.
Wow, what a lovely thought that is. What a crock that was. Okay, how old you? That is what year were they married?
Now, that was before she married DiMaggio. So I'm saying that was about 53.
53. Okay, and what do you think, Michelle?
54.
1954. Okay, the actual year was 1956. And Ed Mullins at 57. And nobody... Nobody said 55, so Ed Mullen has got three correct. You're very good, then. Ed has three correct answers.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Hart had five.
That was a 10-pointer. Sorry, Jack.
That's right, so yes. There's a tie between them. Of course, you both, in a sense, are employees, so neither one of you gets the worthless gift anyway. Well, I'll get you a key ring. Okay, you're gonna be like that. Okay. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you. Very much for taking part in this really swell game. I thought it was kind of nice and just educational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
this is kind of like what the Major Bowes Amateur Hour was like, I suppose. Imitations, the comedy.
You never know what left. Sometimes bird calls. They used to do bird calls. And sometimes they'd spread a mat out and little... I think because they I've never talked about this on some of our talks. The Saturday morning. Do you mind if we put commercials later on? We'll give them to we'll give them to
when are we leaving for Anthony Silva?
Anthony Silva would like to. He likes to do them, and Don Batting.
No,
they like to work them into the Gil Santos. To a lot of those, he doesn't want to talk about the Red Sox. He'll make up some of our commercials. But we used to have Sunday morning or Saturday morning kid shows, local ones, you know, where. If it's sponsored by, like there was one sponsored by Bond Bread, Virginia Lyons, the hostess, you'd send in Bond Bread wrappers to vote for your favorites. I forget what the favorite ever got. And there was a Laco Steel, Castile Shampoo, things like that. But anyway, they would have... I'm a doctor. That doesn't sound too good. And they would spread mats out off the floor. You know, and the little kid would dance, and they would say, "Isn't she so cute? She's got a red ribbon and a little blue skirt, and she's gonna dance for us." And you'd hear the tapping, and the pianist would play, "Dee, da da, da da, da da, da da," and the tapping. I'm like, "What am I talking about? Anybody got any idea?" Hey, listen, I don't know. I think I've lost control totally. So let's get this done with, and I'll go to the bathroom during the news. Michelle, thank you very much for playing the game with us.
Thank you.
And same to you, Ken. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Norman. Jackie, love your voice.
Okay, good. Thank you, too, Jackie. Good luck to you, Ken. I hope you have a great career ahead. And just don't do any silly all-night programs, otherwise you're out of it. Thank you, too, Jack. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And, of course, Mike Epstein, our producer, and Ed Mullen, our excellent guest here. I appreciate talking with all of you guys.
Let's do it all again tomorrow.
Hey, I never thought of that. But first, watch this.
Love that sound. Took me right back when I would listen through the night on my little blue Panasonic AM radio, which, by the way, is the thumbnail image I used for this episode. I'm sure there's a few more that sound just like this one here in the vault. Speaking of which, I gotta go. So, closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Phoebe Tyler Wallingford. Talking to oneself, Peeper Key Rings, All My Children, The Locomotion, Pete and Gladys, Endorsing Products, Ovaltine, Skivvies, Major Bose, Anthony Silva, Don Batting, Virginia Lions, Bon Bread, Mike Epstein, Ed Mullen, Jack Hart, and the Westinghouse Psych Team's #1 patient, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.